Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
What's this? I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
Think I wanna hit the moon.
Good morning. Welcome to the World of Fort Andrew Drew. I'm Andrew with him live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday eve of Memorial Day, the 29th day of May, 2022. I'll tell you, we've gone through 5 months, going to hit the 6 months real soon. I tell you, time flies. Always open up by telling you, always stay in touch. and read your black publications, your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, the Garland Journal, and the Texas Metro News. No excuse for the news because we got it covered. I want to say good morning, Cheryl Smith. I want to say good morning to Lady B and the rest. The rest of the Texas Metro News family. A lot is going on. So much to talk about. So little time to do it in, but we got 2 hours and we're gonna knock it down. Some of the things just to get your mind in focus. Uvalde. Need I say more? We're going to look at some things. We're going to dissect. I've been paying attention to this. And you know what? We've been paying attention. If it's not Uvalde, it's been Parkland, Florida. It's been Connecticut. It's been other places, shootings at schools. What are we going to do? Washington, you're sitting down enjoying that beautiful, beautiful view of Washington, D.C. It's time to come off that horse. It's time to let's get some legislation passed. And we're going to read, Harold, get ready, we're going to read that Second Amendment a little bit and see what that was about. I tell you this, they sure was talking about muskets. They wasn't talking about ARs, the 15, any other number you can come up with, assault rifle. NRA meeting in Houston, or met in Houston. We're all about bearing arms. Again, arms, not assault rifles. Again, we got 2 hours. Tell your friends, come on. We want to hear what you have to say this morning. And we're going to cover it from A to Z. They homicided 21 victims of Uvalde 2 days from the end of school. Being a parent, it gut-wrenches me every time I think about it. When your kids will go to school and you think that's a safe haven. Something to think about. On a brighter note, let's bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, the DeSoto Desperado, Joppy's first gentleman, none other than the world famous Triple H, Harold Horatio Hubbard. Good morning. We got a little delay in his microphone. He'll be with us. Good morning, Harold. He'll be on shortly. As we prepare for Memorial Day, the official start of summer, Memorial Day is the day in which those who've died in active military, they are remembered and traditionally observed on May 30th, but now officially observed on the last Monday in May. In the southern states, you may not know this, any of various days, especially the fourth Monday in April, on which those who died serving the Confederate forces are remembered. You know, one thing about history, you can't erase it. All we can do is try to create a different history tomorrow. The Union and the Confederate. The Confederate and Juneteenth. Something to think about, and we're going to jump on it. Let's see if Harold is with us. Harold, you with us now?
Yeah, just drop that.
All right. Well, I noticed that you changed spots on me, so that's good. Glad you can make it. You heard the lineup.
Yeah, just dropped that on me, but I'm back.
All right. A lot is going on. Uvalde, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the governor's response. We're going to talk about the state of Houston's response. And then your great friend, Harold, 45-9-1, spoke at the NRA convention in Houston. in all honesty, I thought, now it couldn't be on the city of Houston, because, you know, they'll lose money. They'll lose money if they don't produce their product, the various conventions. They should have delayed that NRA convention. And let me tell you this. We talk about gun control, right? We want the ARs, AKs, AEs, whatever you want, an acronym you want to put together in front of those assault rifles. But when 45-9-1 spoke on yesterday, guess what they said, Harold?
What?
You couldn't carry a gun in the auditorium.
Mm.
Now, I know as a previous president, you do get Secret Service. But if you're talking about holding guns and doing this, and you go to a convention and you don't want nobody to have guns, I think my grandmother used to say that's kind of hypocritical. That's what my grandmother used to say. Unlike Jethro Modine, she had a high school education. She went a little further than the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What is this world coming to? What?
Yeah, that is the hypocritical.
You want these guns, but you don't want them in the convention center in Houston, Texas. They're reporting now, hell, we'll get back to that Houston, about that Second Amendment when they were talking about carrying muskets. I think a musket had a single shot, didn't it? With a little gunpowder and some butt shot.
Yeah.
But when is the last time someone took an AR-15, honey?
I don't think they
Bambi do. Wouldn't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying? Bambi wouldn't stand a chance.
They hunting beans, man.
It is the saddest moment. We thought after Parkland, Connecticut, that we may not see this again. But it hurts when it's right here in our own backyard.
Mm. It's everywhere.
But 10-year-olds, 9 and 10-year-olds, with great promise, great futures ahead of them. And you know how I always talk about, when you kill somebody, you have put a period in their lives.
Yep.
And we all know what a period means, the completion of an independent thought. No comma. There are a few kids that survived. But for the 21 people, 21,
man,
they're setting up funerals. The school board's under scrutiny. The state of Texas is under scrutiny. And the United States of America is under scrutiny. I want to buy cigarettes. I don't even smoke. But I'm 21.
Yeah.
I don't own an assault rifle. But I could have bought it at 19.
Man.
If they can't buy liquor and they can't buy cigarettes until they're 21, why can't they wait for 21 with assault rifles, making blankets? And honestly, I'd say 25. To be honest. Because, you know, kids have access to darn near everything.
Yeah.
But at least if you put the responsibility on the person buying it, a lot of people will think twice about what they're doing or what they want to do as it relates to those items.
Where did they get the money?
Sorry?
Where did they get the money?
Well, let me let you in on a little something. Back in the day, I had a pocket full of money. And you know where I got it from?
Mm-hmm.
It's a speech I got. You take it from yourself when you take money from me. That's what I got told in my house. If you ask, it's there. But taking it back, we have different things that attract our attention. With the internet, cell phones, and all of this, the exposure or your spectrum of items have broadened. It was nothing to have a beer. Somebody left something in there, you taste a little bit of it. I mean, that's what kids do. But again,
yeah, we go get the beer for them and open it.
Yeah, and I told you we had guns in the house, and my mother would say, if you got close to that, you better go and get it because. Yeah. Your chances of getting that is better than what we're going to put on your behind.
Hmm.
I tell you, to this day, a grown man, I walk on the other side of his bedroom. I don't even go to the closet.
Dang. You wouldn't even try to get close to
it. Oh, man. If I get a boy coming to the room, I would.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the respect that we have.
Yeah, that's the key word, respect.
And you knew there were consequences associated. You know, there needs to be red flags. It's a lot of stuff on Facebook, Instagram. Now, there's supposed to be monitoring.
Yeah.
And for you grown folks that love to put explicits and everything out there, be careful. They may not have watched his account, but deep down inside, I got a feeling they're watching yours. Certain buzzwords out there, Harold, that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Certain buzzwords. And these people are losing their lives.
It's a shame.
Governor Abbott? I can't think of a comedian that said, watch out there. Governor Abbott, please watch out. Governor Abbott made some comments. Said the young man had mental illness. They found out he didn't have mental illness. Now, this is our leader. This is our leader outside of our community, outside of our city.
That's what they say.
That's fucking our state. Congress. Started in the state of Texas, you should want to have gun control.
Man.
Who are you afraid of, yourself? But last time I checked, we haven't had a mass shooter of color in a long time.
Mm-hmm. The sad thing about it is is originally to protect your home.
Yes, bear arms would protect your property. But it seems like the home people, their homes are not where they live. Their homes are wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
Uvalde would never be the same. High school students went through and was giving high fives to the survivors. Remember, when we were in elementary, your next move was, especially where our schools kind of got chopped up in Florida. The traditional plan was first through sixth, then seventh, eighth, and ninth, junior high, and then 10th, 11th, and 12th was high school. Well, some ingenious person in Hillsborough County, Florida, the longest county, I believe, spelled out, decided that we, after my third grade, we're going to integrate. We're going to take you out your neighborhood, put you on a bus, and then you meet Mary Beth Craig for the first time. Oh, boy. They bus you out. Then they bring you back for sixth grade. Now it's a sixth grade center. And every kid that you were bused to, they don't come to your neighborhood. Did you catch that one? They didn't come back with us. We picked up another group. But the other group looked like you and I. Then they sent us to a seventh grade school all by ourselves. Then we went to another school for eighth and ninth grade. And then we ended up in high school, 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's Hillsborough County, Florida. Tampa, Florida. State of Florida. Some schools down south, the ninth grade was high school. So if these school systems can do that, they should have plans in place, crisis management. I understand there was not a resource officer at an elementary school, but you have resource officers middle and high. Young man tweeted, young man text, whatever mechanism, they had an idea that somebody was going to attack that school. Somebody knew. And you didn't protect the school? Unlock the doors? Now, I've only graduated from Colombo and Barnaby Jones 101. Mission Impossible. Excuse me. 101. If a door is open or unlocked, there's a chance that they're going to come in. You staying off this guy for an hour? And then he wreaks havoc?
That's something.
I'm getting like Ricky Ricardo right now. Somebody got some explaining to do. You know, they laugh at Joe Clark. When you put chains on the door, then they're saying to the kids, ah. Well, we can get them out. We just don't want people coming in. I think we missed the narrative on this completely. And again, at 19, so much promise in their lives, but they put a period at the end of that young man's life. We put periods in other lives. There's an old pastor I remember, Harold, when we were coming up. He told everybody to get knee pads for the future. Didn't understand what he was talking about. And he said, we got to do a lot of praying. We got to get on our knees. Because it's a travesty. I don't care what age group. But these are babies. You hear me? Babies.
Yeah.
A whole community is rocked by this. A whole state is rocked by this. The country is rocked by this. And last and not least, the world is rocked by this. When you hear names like this, Martina Lee, Elrod, Lila Salazar, Miranda Mathis. Boy, look, I have eyes playing tricks on you. Navita Bravo, Jose Manuel Flores Jr., Xavier Lopez. Now, it's funny how we say Xavier. A lot of people might say Xavier. That's one of the words. They always told me the Z. I mean, the X was a Z when you pronounce it, Xavier. Right. Rogelio Torres, Alina Garcia, another Alina Torres, Annabelle Guadalupe Rodriguez, Jackie Cazares, Uzziah Garcia, Jace Levanis, Matty Rodriguez, July Salguero, Emma Garcia, Eva Morales, Alexandria Rubio, Aletha Ramirez, and they show their pictures. Just receive awards at the school. Usually when you have awards day, letting you know that in a couple of days, you're out for the summer.
Yeah.
Summer 22, these kids will never know what summer 22 had in store for them.
Mm-hmm.
All because of an AR-15.
Wow.
Now, I'm just saying, guns don't kill people. It's the people who carry the gun. What are we going to do about that? U.S. Senate, step up.
They don't want to do nothing.
You know why they don't want to do anything?
They don't want to cost themselves no money.
You're right. It's going to affect their pocket.
Yeah, it'll affect their charitable donations.
Well.
Simple as that. It is what it is.
Something has to happen. Harold, I know the black market, I hate when they use that word, the black market.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want. But on paper, let's go with 21. You and I were very fortunate growing up that they 18 to 19 to 21 probably slid right along with our birthdays.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it at 21 where everything else is. So maybe we can see a decline in shootings.
I don't think that'll help, but I mean, it would be better than doing nothing. But criminals have a way of finding a way to get their hands on things to commit crimes. So,
good point. Great point.
And everything else, you know, is just for the people that's willing to abide by the law.
But then our interpretation, you say law, that's the key word. Our interpretation of the law is that I think we might have to kind of revise our Constitution, such a sacred piece of paper for this country.
Yeah, but it always needs touching up.
Yeah. Well, the Second Amendment, as I mentioned previously, is about bearing arms, muskets. Maybe we need to describe what arms are and say that what you can't use. Again, I cannot see you doing an AR-15 when you're going hunting. Especially if you're hunting for meat.
No, do you think they use that I don't even think they use that lie no more.
You know, you should
I told you they hunt big.
Go ahead.
I told you they hunting beans, man, human beans. That's what they hunt.
I'm sitting up here looking at images of these kids.
Sad.
Do you know how fortunate generations have been to have 10-year-olds become parents, grandparents, 10-year-olds? And what hurts me more than anything is the fact how we used to be 10. Did we think about that? At 10, mm-hmm. You know what you were thinking about? I'll speak for myself. Can't wait to be 11.
That was about it, huh?
Can't wait to be 12. Because you know you had to get to 11 before you got to 12.
Mm-hmm. Man.
It
sad
is a cloud for our country.
It is a sad day.
Sad day.
Sad
for those who are listening, you listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live along with Harold Hubbard, talking about Uvalde. Folks, if this doesn't get gut punching, I'm going to say it like we used to say. If it don't gut punching, I don't know what else would. We need to try to talk to our legislators to make adjustments in these laws. Up to age, 21 seems to be a winning number.
They don't want to lose NRA money, man. They don't want to lose that money from them guns rights people.
But how many lives are we going to lose trying to help them keep their money?
They don't care as long as they don't lose no green. As long as they don't lose no money.
Crazy.
It's all good.
But unfortunately, it's going to take them losing a loved one. And we don't wish bad on anyone. But to lose a loved one, I bet you they get the message.
Yeah. That's usually what it takes, though. Then, like you know how everything else still is, Andrew. When it hits their neighborhoods, it becomes a pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. It's a crisis.
It's nothing. It's their neighborhood.
It's a crisis. Oh, my God. We didn't see this coming.
Right.
Well, they always thought things like this should happen on the other side of the track.
Right.
And that's a travesty within itself. Hopefully, things don't go on like that on the outside of the tracks.
Right. They think they had all
control. Say it again?
They thought they had it all under control.
10 and 11-year-olds, even the 9-year-old. It's tough. It is the toughest thing to handle. And, Harold, I try, as an adult, to put my finger on the pulse of life, whether it's professionally, personally, and understand the true value of living on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But what
you have to
touch. You know, this is a, and then I love seeing flowers grow. They have been pruned for life. There's no coming back. No new growth on that child. And you know my favorite saying, they have put a period in that life, a period in those families. And our legislation, and I know NRA running pockets, but at what point do you say, hey, we need to reduce this? Because it's not just happening to adults. These are kids. What can soften you up any more than children?
You would think it would matter, huh?
You're absolutely correct. We need legislation. We need to start on our end letting our local legislators know. Somebody has to. Insurrection, they bringing guns and everything. Now, we always hear this, please do not adjust your television. All the time. But when January 6th was here, I ain't see too much color in there. There were some, but it wasn't many.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
And if you want to be on, fair on. They're doing it anyway. But I think the government needs to control what arms are being purchased. I know it's a lost cause in this form because a lot of people have it. Now, answer this, Harold. You're an ex-military man. How many guns can you shoot at once?
Two.
So you got two fingers, right? Two pull trigger fingers?
Two hands, yeah.
Two. So
that's
why
it?
Do I have five AR-15s at the house?
So you don't have to reload. The only answer I can come up with. So they can do the rapid fire. Get another one, you know.
Something
reach down, get another one. You ain't got to reload. Just reach down, get another one around your neck. You know, have it strapped around your body. You just want to kill everything.
And shoot in the flower bed. Anything. Just kill something. Kill something.
I don't understand it, man.
But see, we raise questions. We raise these questions trying to raise the consciousness of our listening audience, the consciousness of those who we come in contact with. This is going
whatever
to be great.
Fight.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Whatever happened to just fighting? When you had a beef with somebody.
How? Those who got their butts whipped, then they look for something else in the level of the table playing field.
Yeah, they run to go get their, yeah.
It was a time if you whip somebody good, they go get somebody else to help them whip you.
Right. Them days over.
Over. Now they feel tall and proud with a piece in their hand.
Mm-hmm. That's
today, I understand that President Biden is going to visit Uvalde.
Oh, really?
And I know security is going to be at a high. And this kid that did the killing, he was from that area. Cronin, Cruz, what are you doing? Abbott. What's the Lieutenant Patrick? I don't know. What's the Lieutenant Governor?
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick. What are y'all doing?
What are
you
they
fighting,
doing?
You fighting O'Rourke for coming through. Get him out of here. He has no business here. Well, I'm telling you, the same business from 30 years ago should not be on the same, on the agenda today.
Mm-hmm.
The loyalty to a party should be based on principles. How can we put God and gun in the same sentence?
Man, it's a good question. That is a good question.
We talk about Gigi. Gigi is a grandmama, grand, whatever you want to say. But God and gun?
Man.
Look, I'm stretching it now. That's like bleach and a colored shirt. It don't work.
It ain't go together. You say them two don't go together, huh?
Absolutely. We have a listener here, Harold. Hold on. Welcome to the world according to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning? 217.
Yes, sir. It's the same kind of thing you're talking about. Yeah, it's a little bit of a... I don't know what words I can use on this podcast. I don't want to be censored. I'm sorry, sir, what?
Yes, I was trying to catch what you were saying. I'm sorry.
I was saying fookery because I can't say the word that I actually want to say. I don't know what you guys are operating out of.
Yeah. That's a good enough one.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We really do. But you know, sir,
yeah, it's messed up.
At some point, you know, we were all kids. And can you imagine, you and I would not be here today if we were caught up in the same event that occurred in Uvalde? At
yeah,
some
brother.
Point,
hey.
Go ahead.
We could be wearing dresses and calling ourselves females and also getting shot. That's the difference between our youth and this crazy stuff that's happening today. I'm just saying, that's the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, hey, man, I'm not going to say you wouldn't look adorable in a dress. I'm not saying I wouldn't look immaculate in a dress. I'm saying that we should probably start asking questions before this kind of stuff gets out of hand. We already defunded police in the major cities, and then they refunded them with millions upon millions of dollars after things went terribly, after they defunded them. You know, I'm just saying there's kind of a weird disconnect that we have between government and people. And I'm not even talking about federal government people. I'm talking about like state like government people. Do you? I'm sorry. Do you guys want to talk about that?
No,
what's going on here?
We try to have an open platform, you know, and we want people to be able to you to open our eyes to different things that we, you know, we may not look. But you're talking about with your local governments and things with police. You know, it's just the structure has been broken. And
yes,
the victims of what we as adults are doing, in this case, affected children. And I don't know if you're a parent or not. You may have nieces, nephews. But, again, a 10-year-old, what potential did they have? The world, it's kind of like
all the potential in the world.
It's like the lollipop or whatever. The world would never know what they could have done because a period has been put in their lives. You know, you should have had
that's, a fire. I apologize for interrupting you, sir. That's the secular point when it comes to abortion, because it's like most humans will never do anything of value, right? Nobody remembers most humans' names. It's never going to be written down in a history book, right? So I wanted to just make the simple point. Most humans will not do anything of value. That's something that you have to understand when you come into this world. You come into this world, you understand that you might raise a great family, you might work hard, you might, you know, contribute to your local community. That's great. God bless you. But most humans don't create anything. Almost no humans are ever written about in the future. Like, there's almost no humans. It's like 1% of humans that are ever written down in history books, right?
Right.
So this is the thing that annoys me about the situation, is that most humans are never even considered to be, you know, something worth writing about. And we keep killing them before they have the opportunity to contribute to society, contribute to humanity. I don't know. You know what actually pisses me off? The possibility that the person that could have cured cancer was killed in an abortion. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet now. Go ahead, sir.
No, but we value and we thank you for being a part of the show. Again, because we hear things, we want to stimulate both sides of your brain or our brain, and that's something. Like you said, the potential of the future has been cut off. And right, the cancer cure could have been one of those kids. A lot of things could have been cured. But again, senseless acts, the lack of preparation potentially at that school, more things are coming out where they leave doors open. You know, we made a mockery of a movie, which was true, of how a principal would keep the elements out of his school. And he gets chastised, but he saved lives. That same principal could have been used in Uvalde, potentially. You know, it takes a tragedy as such to change the mindset of our communities, which is very unfortunate. Let's be more proactive instead of reactive.
Can I throw something into that, by the way? I apologize.
Yes.
I'm not trying to interrupt you. I promise I respect you, sir. I spent over 300 hours doing sweep training with veterans and active police from like 4 different states up in the suburbs of Chicago. And you know, at what point would walking into that school building down there, at what point would that have been muscle memory for me to just shoot the guy who was killing all those kids? You know, I'm just saying that that's definitely that there is a weird kind of disconnect, because the police were holding parents back, and they were down in Texas, so you know some of those parents were armed. And they're holding the Border Patrol back. And before they breached the building to actually go in and kill the guy, it was like 45 minutes to like an hour.
Wow.
That could have been taken care of in 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I have it in my head already. I'm like, dude, no, you protect children first. That's kind of the responsibility of a man. You protect children, the elderly, and women in that order, because that's the order, you know, things happen to people that are most vulnerable. But man, no, the way that they handled that down there. Can I say something? And I hope people can actually comment on this, and then I'll be quiet. I hope that the families of the children, the 19 children that died, and the two teachers that died, I hope they sue the living hell out of that police department, their sheriff's department, and every law enforcement department that had to do with it, because I could have gone in there myself, simple training with no law enforcement badge. I didn't need a badge. I could have taken that kid out in like 5 minutes. But they had 19 people. They had a lot of backup, and they never breached the building with that backup. I'm just saying.
All right.
So, yeah, I hope there's lawsuits. I hope that the family sues the crap out of that entire police department. I hope that they sue every officer involved in the bankruptcy. And God bless the parents of the children that lost their lives. But, you know, there's nothing sweet about this.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Well, we appreciate you and your thoughts on the program. And we have some other callers we're going to get to, but I really appreciate what you've contributed to us this morning.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you as well. All right, Harold?
Hey, hey.
Wow. Kind of leave you, you know, I'm up here with a lump in my throat thinking about.
Yeah, man, it's touching everybody everywhere in about the same way. I mean, we got to get this thing together, man.
You know, we're self-destructing in our own country when everybody over the world is watching to see what America does. And we have an incident like this, and it's not the first time. When are we going to wake up and make adjustments? You know, if a building falls, why did it fall? Was it a beam? Was it erosion? Whatever the cause may be. But we have smart people in this country that will tell you this needs to be resurfaced. This needs to be revamped. This needs to be whatever we need to do to make it better. And here we are. Here we are on this 29th day of May, 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 on the East Coast, 8 on the West Coast. Hearing me pause, we'll never hear what I said a minute ago at that same time again. Where are we headed, America? The world's most precious commodity is our children. He said it right, our children. Because when we're not able to talk anymore, not able to move around, we're depending on the kids to carry on. And if we're teaching them in such a way of being destructive, guess what they're going to carry out? Destruction. If we teach them love, they're going to follow up with love. You never know what impact you have on your kids, what they're going to take in, what they're going to build a platform on. And folks, I'm telling you, we need, as a family or community, to just talk to the kids, see where they are, especially start in your own family. You can't talk to everybody's child. We'll find out where they are. You know, sometimes I think about that show, Kids Say the Darndest Thing. Sometimes kids don't censor themselves. They don't know about censoring. But you may find out some information that might be pertinent to what the future holds for that child. Could this have been avoided? I would say it could have, with proper measures. Will this happen again? I hope not. I'm going to be optimistic and say no. But if we do everything that we can to derail the mindset of activity that just happened a few days ago, what a place, what a wonderful world this would be. But we have some work to do. And it all starts in your own house, of doing what is right for all. Again, you can bear arms. That's your thing. But think about when, in the spirit of the Constitution, they were talking about muskets, putting gunpowder, putting buckshot, single shot, not rapid fire. Washington, it's time to change that Constitution. Modify it. I know it's the principles that we abide by in this country. But the 1800s, 1700s, I wanted to say 18th century, which was the 1700s. We need to modify it. Jefferson, Hancock, Washington, Madison, brilliant minds, especially during those times. But if we could ask George Washington today, AR-15, musket, he'd say musket. That's his time frame. I was always taught in government that we have breathing documents, meaning that you can make additions or subtractions. But it seems like we have not touched this at all. We're on this world for a short period of time. There are people come before us and definitely going to be people after us. But for the moment that we're in this time span, we need to make sure that Uvalde, Parkland, Aurora, and many more cities around this country don't happen again. And I leave you with that. It's 5 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. We do this every Sunday. We want you to be able to express yourself. All you got to do is press 1. We get you on. And let us hear from you. Harold, I'm going to recap. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Again, we need to increase the age to buy. Keep it along with, if you want to say, cigarettes and alcohol. The house I grew up in, you wasn't grown until you were 21 anyway. Why not 21? If you want to say 22, I'll say 22, but we'll keep it at 21. The caller talked about how defunding police and this is very important. I think some of the officers kind of missed this particular one. You know, when you're dealing with kids, you can't be too aggressive. It's unfortunate. Can be. You know, there's been some questions that he brought up, the gentleman called, brought up, about how long it took them, 45 minutes to attack. You got to kind of stake things out because you don't want to get caught. The worst thing could have happened, Harold, was bad, before an officer to shoot a child in a situation like this. We're talking about how can you put God and gun in the same sentence. I'm always reminded that today's news will be yesterday's story. And we're hoping that yesterday's story and today's news doesn't dictate what we do tomorrow in a negative way. Just food for thought. Governor Abbott, Patrick, before you can put information out, anybody, you know, it was a valuable piece of information saying that there was a chance of mental health history. They put that out there, and then they retracted. Let's think before we speak. Let's process it. It's a little hotter on the microphone when these things happen for the first time or fresh. Factual. Let's get facts. Second Amendment, you know what we got to do. We have to adjust. I don't say take it out, but we have to adjust. Bring it up to speed. 2022. Texas gun laws. You go to NRA, couldn't take your gun. When they were here in Dallas, they were wearing guns, and they were receiving gun wearers in the West End. It was okay to have a gun on your hip. Texas has gotten to the point where you can have a gun without a permit. What message are you sending? To have a legal gun? There's a black market for the gun. There's a soft market for carrying a gun. The day of fist fighting hell is over.
Yeah.
If you're not in disagreement, we let Uncle Knuckles take care of that. That's what we call it, Uncle Knuckles.
Hey, what you call it? Hey, what they say, nut keep you buck?
Yeah, but we say Uncle Knuckles. That's how we say it. And you know what, Harold? I got caught on both ends of that. I thought I had good size as a 12-year-old. Why am I fighting a 16-year-old? Now, he was in the seventh grade. That tell you a little something.
So maybe you didn't know how old he was.
No, didn't know. But I know he had a few muscles. I thought I kept him off. I kind of did like Ali, kind of kept him at a distance. But when he got close, those that kept me from hitting the ground, I had my drumsticks. I was dressed nice for a concert we had. And, of course, you know, we had a spectator we were trying to impress.
What was her name?
Puddin' Tang.
Dang. Ooh. Not Puddin' Tang.
Ask me again, I tell you the same.
Yes, yes.
But those are the way things work. You know, I think about the movie. I know it's fictional, but it meant a lot. And the one with Day-Day and Craig. I can't even think of the movie right now, but it had Spoon in it. You can remind me right quick. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, you're going to lose some, and you're going to lose some. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Use your fist, son. Use your fist. That's how we talk about it. Now, if you were getting parlayed, that's another word we use. You know, some other explicits I can't say in Sunday morning. You tried to equal. I had an uncle told me there's no rules in fighting. None. If they got you down, you better do whatever you can to get back up. That's what he told me. And against this guy named Johnny, 16 in seventh grade. Yeah, Johnny put a hurting on me. He did. But I went down swinging.
And hey, you ain't been in no fight till you lose one.
Yeah, look, you 12, he's 16. You know his muscles were a little bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I kept him at bay a little bit, but that's what I lost. I'm proud I lost. Because I started taking Taekwondo. After they saw how my jaw looked, oh, y'all better sign him up. Ooh, Lord. That's memory. But can you imagine at 12, I was about 11 or 12, and these kids were 2 years younger than I am, or was at that time, excuse me, that they have, they can't tell a story, hell. That's where I was getting at this. They'll never be able to reach their potential. They have put pauses in the lives of their family members. Gone but never forgotten. The president and his the first lady are headed to Uvalde to get to those families. It's a great event for the president to come. I wish the circumstances were not as such. They have scarred that city forever. They have scarred this country forever. And they were showing a school picture, and they blacked out the kids that were killed on Wednesday. Now, is that a cloud over that city? They're going to be investigating that thing from every potential, every possible angle, from law enforcement, as the previous caller talked about, the school system, the local police, every agency, Harold, state, local, county, border patrol that was there. And I just hope for the families, their shortcomings of losing a loved one would stir up our country. First of all, stir up our state, then our country, to protect those who may be in that situation in the future. It hurts. But I'm still a child in my own mind. Now, look, you know, we all are youthful at heart. And even if you have a heart, how could this not affect how you feel? Ten, nine, 11. Love basketball. Love everything we like. Running, math, English, science. You know, and I know it's hardest when the family here, they've gone to a better place. But as a parent, you know the connection you have with your children. That must be the most feeling in the world, to lose a child that way. We always think that we should bury our parents. But can you imagine a parent burying a child? Gut wrenching. Wow. All right. So, Harold, I'm always taught if you bring out problems, what do we suggest? What do we need to do? We need to entrust our teachers And I know they're there to teach, but some of the problems they're encountering now, Harold, we never thought we would talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need to defuse shooters?
Do you
let a teacher
carry a gun? Arm them.
Do you harm them?
Some school districts have. Some school districts have armed.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful who you arm to as teachers. That I understand. There's got to be some crisis management that they could go through. Now, can you imagine the gentleman that was in DeSoto, substitute teacher, with a kid threw the ball, I'm looking at balls right now, with a kid threw a chair and hit the substitute teacher in the head. And he threw the chair back. Was he wrong or right for throwing the chair back?
He did good just to do that, I thought.
From a procedure standpoint, it probably was the worst that he could have done.
Yeah.
But if you look closely.
But it ain't like he was making a career decision.
Yeah, he's a sub.
So.
The chair hit him in the head. Think about when we were growing up, Harold. That's when you went crazy. Somebody punch you. Remember that? Oh, you want me to go crazy? Yep, that cat, I probably went crazy. He showed me what how to neutralize crazy. Parents, teach your kids, aunties, uncles, first cousins, this kid live in the neighborhood. You have to learn them how to teach them how to respect others. Respect authority. Because we never thought about talking noise to our teachers nowhere else. And I told you, I've always been lucky, or it might be unlucky, that I had the dean of my junior high school live next door to me. So I couldn't act up too much.
Right.
Couldn't act up.
Yeah, it was a limit to what you could get away with.
Right, then. And probably still a limit now. But the thing is that it's a culture that we don't want our kids to pattern themselves after. A Uvalde kid should never happen again. But one kid that's on the edge of good or bad may strike it up again. I hope not.
Yeah, we pray not.
The counselors at the school to kind of give them up because the kids are scarred, the ones that are still living. Hopefully they reach them and get a sense of calm to them so they don't want to go and repeat what just transpired less than a week ago. It's really hard to even comment about it, on what the kids are different. And I know Cheryl in that group of writers or full-time writers of their thoughts of this particular incident. And they're seasoned writers, and I'm sure in them reporting, there had to be a lump in their throat. I'm going to go off camera. I'm going to go off for a minute and let you all know, just give you some things to think about. Texas Metro News, the news feed, Folks, get your e-blast. Get in with us. Dr. Freddie Haynes is still supported by businesses, by blacks. With Dr. Freddie Haynes III of Friendship West, Baptist Church announced 100 days of buying black and acknowledging 100 commemoration of the Tulsa Race Massacre. We joined the movement December 31st, 2021, marked 100 days of featuring black businesses, and we decided that the struggle continues, and we must also so enjoy reading about more black-owned businesses and please support. That's putting your money where your mouth is. Buy Black Business Spotlight. They're looking at ASAP, DFW Mobile Notary, Harold. Remember the time you was hard to find a notary? Now they mobile. They come to you. In some instances, some place where you can sign electronically.
Man.
I'm telling you, this age that we live in has come a long way.
I see.
Cheryl's superb woman of the day is Miss Willie Crowder. I know her. She's in rose through the ranks of becoming a successful career teacher and an administrator. She's done great things. She's John B. Hood, who has been changed at school. Sydney Lanier, A.W. I can't quite see that. Blanton, A.W. Blanton, Lanier Vanguard, Longfellow, T.J. Russ, Bob Story, Middle School. She also was the president of DSA, Dallas School Administrators. She served as assistant superintendent, associate superintendent, human resources. She is the superb woman of the day. Now, I read these all the time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Terry Allen has a feature here. The black car, Big Mama said, you put your foot in it. And let me interpret what Terry said. When you put your foot in it, you know what that means?
You did the doggone thing.
Huh?
You did the doggone thing.
Right. You put it all in there. I think about that song. Put your left foot in, take your left foot out. And you take
it
out.
No, they ain't talking about no hokey pokey. they ain't talking about no hokey pokey, dog.
Excuse me. They talk about, you know, you got to put your all in it.
Yeah.
Retired Sergeant Victor Butler. He's Rhode Island. Last surviving Tuskegee Airman is collecting cards in celebration of his 100th birthday.
Hmm.
Happy birthday, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can go to Texas Metro News and get the full story. You know, it's always how you perceive, and this particular story is going to have different twists and turns as it's reported, but you can see how our fearless leader reported. She's an excellent journalist. That's why I'm so happy to work with her. But she's going to tell it like it is, T-I-S. Remember that term,
mm-hmm.
Hal? I'm bringing back all the old stuff.
I see. Bring it back, bring it back.
Huh?
Say, bring it back, bring it back.
We have a feature here, mental health and COVID in the black community, recent COVID developments. You know, with COVID and everything, Hal, there's still a lot of things that are affecting our black community, diabetes, still, which have some lingering effects, whether it's kidney disease, You know, we need to do better and do things in order to preserve our space in place while we're here on Earth. So, folks, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
So you can sign up for the EBAT Blast, Texas Metro News. Go to that website and sign up for it. Get the news daily. Free, up-to-the-minute news and information. Click www.texasmetronews.com. www.garlandjournal.com. And last but not least, www.myimessenger.com. We're going to be seeing some changes here on the World According to Drew, so be ready. We got to get up to par on some things. A lot of my cohorts would be stationary. Cheryl, we're going to work it out because, you know, I'm going to give you some mobile reports throughout this world that we live in. And a couple of weeks ago, if you didn't know, I was out of the country. And thank God for Internet and Wi-Fi. We were able to still bring you the product. A lot is going on, so a little time to talk about it. Go back and let's see if there are any people who are wanting to get on the air. We have our faithful listeners who are still there. Let me give you a little bit on, you know, I applaud. I know we all have our different news broadcasts that we look at. Some people like CNN. Some people like MSNBC, Fox, whatever your choice may be. But try to at least look at two and see if they're reporting the news the same way. You know, we know how different we are, like our fingerprints. But you have to find a source that you believe in. And with that one you believe in, they give you newsworthy choices, newsworthy responses that you can deal with. That's well within your right. That's why we have different colors in the rainbow. You might like red, Harold. I prefer blue. Some might like purple, whatever the case may be. Find what you like and just make sure that they have integrity on what they're reporting.
I see that's you more of a red guy.
So what now?
I see you more of a red guy.
Well, I think most people do. I like red, but blue happens to be my favorite color.
What? Yeah. Don't let nobody find that out.
That's okay. I would have some red with it. Now I wear some. I will wear blue jeans before red jeans.
I know that's right.
On a normal curve, I might put some red jeans on depending on what the activity may be.
Where you going?
Be going to a Delta function, but I don't want to look like
right.
Mr. Good.
Mr. Who?
Brothers, of course. I think I only put on red pants one time in my life. One time.
Did they make
I
you
put
do
on red, red shorts. No, I'm not. It was on my own. Yeah. I was driving that bus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But prior to that, if I was asked to put on some red, I probably would have put on red. Red trousers. But we were in khaki and jeans doing our day.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you brought back some memories. Brought back some memories.
Yes, sir.
But, hell, this week, since Wednesday, my mind has been turning on this Uvalde situation.
Right.
We
rough
have people
thing,
that fight
man.
For huh?
Said it is
go
a
ahead.
Rough one, man. I have to admit.
and what we need to focus on, where do we go from here?
Right.
I mentioned about, yes, today's news will be tomorrow's news. I mean, will be yesterday's news in 24 hours.
They'll move on to something else, man.
Yeah. Well, what can we do not to have another Uvalde? What can we do to reduce? I don't think we're not going to have another, but what can we do to reduce? News outlets and talking about we're in trouble. They saying our governor gave false tweets. They said the young man. Yeah. They saying the fact. Don't worry about trying to clean the image up. That's what they're trying to do. Trying to deflect or redirect what is being said. Or how it's being abused, how observed.
Right.
I think this by far, has been the toughest broadcast for me. I'm a kid at heart. And, you know, I have educators in my life. I have educators in my home. It's just how they feel, picking their brain, asking Deirdre what could have been done different. What is the response? How do you all? You know, I go straight to a source, trying to find out if this could have been avoided. Potentially, doors being locked, just doing certain things, yeah, it might have been avoided. Where was it? So what do we do? What do we do?
Then, too, like they say, you become a prisoner in your own school. But sometimes those are the means we have to go to.
You know, you look at, let's go back over in Mansfield. They may have isolated, you know, one or two individuals. And how that, you know, once we got the facts about that, you know, they showed the fact that, like, the kid was getting bullied. Well, we found out otherwise why he was getting beat up.
Right.
But still.
That's why, remember when that first came out, I said, man, this don't smell right. I said that at the beginning because it just didn't, man. When they sold the size of the kids, you know, and that, like you said earlier, the size matters at that age.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite developed the way the other kid is developed. So you know there had to be some equalized.
But look, he balanced the scales by bringing a piece.
Mm-hmm.
He was 17. Okay.
Right.
You hear that? 17.
Yep.
How are you getting the gun? 21.
Right.
Not even 18.
That's why I said they can mess with the laws all they want. We still going to have to do something.
So true.
There's more needs to be done than just the laws. You know, outlaws always have a way of getting hold to things that make them outlaws.
Right.
That's why they outlaw. They don't abide by the law.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more to it than, you know, than meets the eye. Usually.
Usually.
usually. We got to come with some more stuff.
Yeah.
Bring this thing home.
It's just, you know what, it just hurts my heart just to think about things. Just how it works. It just is, you know when I'm lost for words, it bothers me because they're warning symbols or warning signs here that we're missing. Troubled kids, the kid that's isolated in the corner. Things might be a little similar. Just think about it, how you don't have to identify anybody, but the kids who ended up being bad adults, we kind of saw that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pencils and bubble gums and books that were taken and rearranged. Now it's cars and so I'm saying different activities that were occurring. But it is what it is, and we must continue to fight and push and try to make things conducive in such a way that we all can live in this happy world that we're in and wouldn't have to fear. But that's why I tell my kids, always be aware of your surroundings. And speaking of kids, we want to give congratulations to the proud papa. On the other hand, daughter graduated from Johns Hopkins, and they're over flying over the seven seas.
Yeah,
on their
you know
way
how they do, man. We thought we was doing good, and we could go downtown after graduation.
Bachman Lake.
Yeah, now they going all overseas. I'm like, man, who raised these children?
Look, hell, I'm going to have to say to George Washington, I can't tell a lie. They get to go to the DR. They're everywhere.
See? Yeah, but you tagged along. Andrew, what did you say? I'm going too.
Yeah, I'm going too.
I'm rolling too.
Right, but we want to wish Ms. Lauren Hubbard the very best in the future. You know, Al and I have been friends for a while, and when we had the kids out, baseball games and stuff, we never thought. And of course, I can't see tomorrow until it gets there. You know, we sit out there in center field, had some tickets in the nosebleed, but we got there early enough to sit in center field and had a good seat, a great seat. And you can see on their face, why are we out here in the sun, you know. But it was a good memory because I had mine right there along, too. And I want to say good morning to Carrington, who is, I didn't tell Cheryl, I wanted her to hear it on here. She is working with the Congressional Black Caucus, has an internship with them. And we wanted to select who she worked with, but she's working with Sheila Jackson. Is it Sheila Jackson Lee out of Houston? So it's going to be some stuff going on. So they have similar spirit. So I'm waiting to see how this going to happen. But I told her, be humble, be like a sponge, and enjoy the experience. So, Cheryl, I'm going to put it on guard to maybe present something to you with that experience under the National Black Caucus. And I'm excited for her there. We're going to go. She went yesterday. And I tell you now, that little young lady of mine, she'd love to say, I got a new best friend. You just met the people. You just met the folks. Got a new best friend. But Sam Hill. All right, so Harold's going to leave us here shortly, and Harold, we're praying for your friend. Thank you as always.
for being a part. Now, you know, the World According to Drew is on Sunday, but we have some other people that are going to come on. We join us. We have Black Morning Show live on Facebook, some things that we're looking at, Black U.S. News, 10 to 11. On Wednesdays, 11 to 1, I was just thinking with Norma Adams Wade, award-winning in my book, I'm telling you, we met on yesterday, and it was so, so nice that she, look, even when she mispronounced my name, I was okay. I was okay because she is the person that we grew up, and I say grew up, I wasn't here, I've been here over 30 years, but you see those columns and how she felt, and now to see what she's doing for Texas Metro News. So there are a lot of things. We're in collaboration with Dallas Morning News. Great things are happening. Texas Metro News, award-winning operation. Thank you, Cheryl, always for the opportunity. And, folks, make sure that, again, you can go to Texas Metro News and get on our e-blast. This is just outstanding, keeping you abreast of what's going on in the area. And you hear all these little hits and hits. I'm trying to make sure that I don't miss anything. Let me tell you about Kinship right quick. That my father grew up maybe about 45 minutes from Tallahassee. When I was in school in Tallahassee, I would go up periodically. My family there were farmers. They had hogs. I'm telling you, I was a city boy, but I used to love going up there. I only wish that I could have spent more time, and I was there quite a bit, with them because they have come through for our family, especially with my daughter being in FAMU, and I tried to get her to go out there more than not. She went out. The last week she was in Tallahassee, they came down for graduation. I think we haven't had that many Wiggums in one building since the funeral. But they came down just to make sure that they wished her well. And they constantly text me to tell me, wow, she's so amazing, you know, and she got to drive a tractor. And see, we just have to connect with family. Even when they have things, you said city life and now country life. And Karen had even mentioned that she thought she had the most outstanding time while in Tallahassee. So my point is, get to know your family. Find out. We're all over this country, all over this world. And if young folks, if you get the opportunity to meet some older family members, please do. Don't push it out. And she's telling me she thought she was familiar with Quincy. When you live in Tallahassee, if you go through Quincy, you're on I-10. You don't go through the city itself. And I laugh because they use Quincy. If you ever know Quincy, Florida, that's where they go shopping, out of South Georgia, in Quincy. I'll leave it at that. So I'm so proud of our young people. Congratulations to Andrew. Got his master's at University of Miami. I'm just proud. I'm taking a pain. Thank you, Deirdre, for what you've done for our kids. And it's just amazing. I sit up here and just try to focus on just being the best parent that I can be. I'm not perfect, but try to give them the resources that and more than anything, that support. It doesn't have to always be financial. It could be spiritual. It could be the fan in the corner trying to keep them motivated to reach new heights. And I see that Harold got back on. Harold? All right, you press one, and I guess he then dropped again. But those are the things. And our young folks, I want to thank Cheryl, too, along the way. Senator West,
for the Conrad Explorers, giving the kids an opportunity to meet more kids in Dallas, giving them that sense of pride. We try to make them do community service anywhere, anytime, you know, through our professional organizations and our social organizations by showing them why we go out and we do what we do. And I'm hoping with the village that we have raising these kids that they will take that torch and pass it on to the next generation. So for those who are on this conversation or this broadcast, I want to thank you for supporting me as we supported our kids. Because, again, it would be no me without you to be able to do what I do for our kids. And I thank you so much for that support. As we wind things down, about 10 minutes left, if you have anything you would like to say, just press 1. We'll get you on. I know we have some listeners there. And again, Cheryl, thank you so much for the opportunity. We're going to take things to another notch. I just worry about trying to be camera ready. But, you know, I mean, I got to get that haircut every day. Every day I'll be ready. I'll be ready. But, again, some of the things that we covered this morning, my heart is out for those who are in Uvalde, of the kids being lost. I can hear you, Harold, if you want to come on in.
Yeah, man, I just got a disturbing call. One of my close friends was taken to ICU, so I was on my way to check on them, and they said just to hold up on coming down there. But, man, everything's going on, Andrew.
It is.
Everything's going on, buddy. Yeah, I was on the way, man. You know me. I take care of my peeps now.
Right.
But, so I'm going to find out a little more about that when we get off the air.
Well, that's a good quality to have, because sometimes a thoughtful word or just a visit can lift spirits beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talk about what Cheryl has done for us. You know, one story she brings up is that when her mother passed, you know, I got off work. I told him I had to go. You know, it might have been a little upset, but I told him I have a home going to go to. And I couldn't miss that. You support people who support you.
Right.
And that's the easy part. But let them know how much you appreciate them. And sometimes it's just saying it ain't enough, just doing it. Like you say, you go up there and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do or try to teach my kids that they need to do. You know, nobody got where we are currently without the help of somebody.
Right.
And you be grateful to them, and you show your thanks not only to them, but you show your thanks to the next generation when you can help them do things that they've always aspired to do. So, yeah, that's my soapbox for today. But I'm just so excited on this day as we get ready for Memorial Day. Harold, you can go and put the white socks on. you can put on your white socks.
Is that right?
And folks, you can back. Look, now y'all can wear them white pants. You've been wearing them all year.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Uh-huh. But, Cheryl has a birthday list, and she got Carmelo. I hadn't seen that picture. Mel B, Reba Jackson, LaToya. Wait a minute, man. Is it for the week, Cheryl? They got the same birthday, Reba and LaToya? Okay, we'll look. Maybe within days. That might have been a good time of the year for Catherine and Joe. They have two kids with birthdays right there. I don't think they're twins. Mm. Never heard that. But LaToya Jackson, Laverne Cox, Camilla Anthony, Stanley Johnson, Keith Murray, Knight Lavelle, Brandon Michael Smith, Markel Flutz, Yolanda Nolan, Tiffany Fleming, Linda Randolph Coleman, Moses Turner, Annie Scott, Brian Joseph, Joseph Hartwick, Annie Danis Thompson, Rodney Brooks, Kim Crawford, and Stephanie Jackson. I mean, Jordan. We got a birthday coming up on June 7th. So, Harold, I'm be leaning on you. It's the queen of the house.
Whose birthday?
Queen of the house.
Oh, man.
So.
You going back to Dominican?
If it's in Oak Cliff, that's where we're headed. That's our hood.
That's a good one. That was a good one, that boy.
Oh, boy.
You pulled that one out quickly.
Had to. But we're going to try to do something. She doesn't know, so I need some help. I'll put that out there.
You might have to take her to Hot Springs and get one of them good old natural hot spa baths.
Okay.
Hey, man, it's very relaxing.
Look, you can't do that in the garden. You can't do that in the garden tub. Nigga, hot.
It ain't quite the same.
Okay.
Ain't going to be quite the same, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
You want to be able to still live there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So.
And I got the key.
When? Yeah. Hey, they got some locksmiths that work on the weekend.
On the weekend and charge your arm and a toenail. Yeah.
Now, she say the right thing. Hey, she say the right thing. You know, they happy to put a brother out. She say the right thing. They might give her a discount.
Yeah. Well, look, it's Sunday morning. I'm going to be nice. Thank you for the valuable information.
Yes, sir. I say it's Sunday morning.
Well, tomorrow again is Memorial Day, folks. Again, it's the day in which those who have died in active military service are remembered, traditionally observed on May 30th, but officially observed on the last Monday in May. In the southern states, if you didn't know, any of our various days, especially the 4th, Monday in April, on which those who died serving the Confederate forces are remembered. Remember, we had the Union and the Confederacy. And don't forget Juneteenth coming up. Harold, I'm going to be on a couple of programs, a couple of calls on a national program talking about Juneteenth. And I'm going to refer to when I moved here June 15th, I think I got here by June 15th or 14th, and we went to visit family from Tampa, Johnny Graham. You know Johnny Graham?
Yes, sir.
Johnny Graham, who was from my hometown, the creator of Graham Barbershop, was from Tampa. And his wife, I think it was about the 17th, she said in a couple of days it was going to be Juneteenth. I had no clue what it was about. I asked my mother, did they not say teens, like 19th? I didn't know about 19th, but it was the 17th, or the 16th, or the 15th, 13th, all the way up, however you want to go. That's when I found out what Juneteenth was about. We didn't have these smartphones to tell us about it back when I came over 30 years. So
yep, you had to get it.
We celebrate. Look, we're going to celebrate. It's now a national holiday, folks. No excuse for what Juneteenth represents, and let's celebrate it. Harold, I thank you so much. Thank the callers for listening. We, as always, thank everyone for just being a part of the world, of course. And, Al, we wish your baby the very best. Tell our Uncle Drew loves her and wish her the best. I know we got nephew still coming in through the ranks.
Same for you. Same for you there.
Well, thank you. And I still got some work. Still got some splaining and some work to do to to my young folks about things.
It's going
to
be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they know how to call daddy. Whoever invented Zelle and Cash App, oh, I'm mad with
man.
You. I'm mad. I'm super mad. But if you want to Cash App Dad, go ahead. I tell you. All right. Well, as we go, I thank you again. We'll be back next Sunday. I'm out. Hey, we only got a one-time dog.